news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Another day, more records broken. The U.S. again hit a single-day record for COVID-19 infections on Thursday. Depending which source you turn to, there were somewhere between 75,000 and 78,000 new cases. The previous record of about 69,000 was set last Friday. The seven-day average of daily infections is now above 63,000. Just a month ago, it was 22,000. The death toll on Thursday, 969, was the highest since June 10th. The nationwide death toll rose above 138,000. Florida, Texas, and South Carolina all had their biggest one-day increases. 10 states on Thursday hit records for deaths in a single day this week. Florida, Alabama, Arizona, Hawaii, Idaho, Montana, Oregon, South Carolina, Texas, and Utah. And with 156 deaths in 24 hours, it was the second time in 3 days that Florida's 24-hour death toll set a record. Yet Governor Ron DeSantis is still hesitant to require statewide restrictions like mask mandates, which are now in place in more than half of the United States. Obviously, his strategy isn't working. Florida's Coronavirus Command Center in Tallahassee had to shut down temporarily because too many of its workers got infected with the virus. And to make matters worse, nearly one-third of children who've been tested for the virus in Florida have tested positive. This according to data from Florida's Department of Health, and comes amid ongoing debate over whether schools should reopen in the fall. The Republican Party is finally admitting that they'll have to scale back their convention, scheduled for next month, and was moved from North Carolina to Jacksonville because of less stringent COVID prevention measures required in Florida. Meanwhile, the Washington Post and the Center for Public Integrity have flagged an unpublished report by the White House Coronavirus Task Force dated Tuesday that suggests that at least 18 hard-hit states, including California, Florida, Georgia, Oklahoma, and Texas, should enact stricter COVID-19 precautions, such as mask requirements and increased testing. Again, the key word in this story is unpublished. Unbelievable. So the Senate is finally working on another round of COVID relief. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said he expects a bill out next week, but warned that it will not come without a liability overhaul. That means protections for schools, colleges, charities, local government entities, and businesses that follow public health guidelines, and for frontline health workers. The government entities and frontline health workers would only be liable for gross negligence or intentional misconduct. He's also demanding protections from labor and employment laws for employers who follow public health guidelines. The term may have ended, but the Supreme Court is still ruling, or not. On Thursday, the court dealt a huge setback to convicted felons in Florida who, thanks to an overwhelming vote by Floridians in 2018, should have had their voting rights restored once they served their time. The justices declined to set aside an order that effectively halted the voter registration of former felons in Florida who cannot afford to pay fines or fees mandated by state law. Justices Sonia Sotomayor, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and Elena Kagan dissented, Sotomayor calling it no better than a poll tax. And the federal government on Thursday carried out its second execution in 3 days after the Supreme Court ruled that executions could go forward. It had been nearly 2 decades since the last one. And finally, Donald Trump's niece, Mary L. Trump, broke all kinds of records this week. Her long-awaited and contested book went on sale Tuesday and sold close to 1 million copies. She sat for an interview with Rachel Maddow, which was fascinating and frightening. And she pulled no punches in talking about how unqualified her uncle is to lead this country.
The reason he's failing at it is because he's incapable of succeeding at it. It would have required taking responsibility, which would, in his mind, have meant admitting a mistake, which in his mind would be admitting weakness, which in my family was essentially punished with the death penalty.
Some disturbing news out of Portland, as Oregon Public Broadcasting confirms reports that federal officers in camouflage without any identification or badges, driving unmarked government rental cars, are grabbing protesters off the streets and not talking with local authorities. Oregon Governor Kate Brown tweeted Thursday night, quote, I told Acting Secretary Wolf that the federal government should remove all federal officers from our streets. His response showed me he's on a mission to provoke confrontation for political purposes. He's putting both Oregonians and local law enforcement officers in harm's way. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.